News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
It's the final day for submissions to the government's public consultation, and it's on remote working. But what's the view of flat sharing young people, those in the communal houses, a little bit like myself, trying to build careers outside the office's four walls? Well, Niamh Horan is a journalist with the Sunday Independent and joins us on the programme. Niamh, who gets the kitchen table, the Zoom calls in the kitchen, the scheduled coffee breaks at 11 o'clock? I'm well aware of these issues. Lots of challenges for people in the communal houses.
There you go. It sounds like a big joke if you weren't actually living it. But I mean, we're interviewing a new housemate at the moment. And this is one of the big questions we have to ask. Like, what's your routine? What's your work? How long will you be working from home for? You know, and nobody really wants it to go on that long, as far as I can tell. You know, one of the most interesting, it's funny when this all started, you know, everybody thought, right, that's it. We're all working from home. We all got a big kick out of being in our slippers and tracksuits from the waist down. But, you know, only 2 months in, I remember doing a survey on mental health of people so far. And they were saying, you know, one in four had been negatively affected. And one in two of us are working from the dining room or the kitchen table. And that's far greater than the global average. And then the most popular location after the living room to work, 14% are working on the bed, on their bed.
Yeah.
And one in two of Gen Zers are working in their bedroom. So if you can imagine working all day in your bedroom, sleeping there at night, yeah. You're probably watching Netflix as well. I mean, this is only 2 months in and you're seeing the mental health effects. You can imagine after a year.
Yeah, absolutely. It absolutely is tough on people. And I think during lockdown, you know, for those of us that were still coming into the office and getting to go into work, you know, each day, it was certainly a huge benefit for many. With this public consultation, Niamh, what did the government want to do with this?
Well, it sounds to me, I think it's a bit bizarre. It sounds to me that they already have their minds made up. I mean, look at Ireland's situation compared to London, where you see Boris Johnson telling everybody, get back to work, get back to the offices, encouraging them to have confidence again. Like, he seems to have the big long-term view, where we have Leo Instagramming a picture of him taking out his little home PC and putting it on his desk and saying, we're all behind remote working now. And good luck with that a year and a half in, when people are working at home 24/7 with your husband or wives as much as you love them and your kids are around. I mean, I'm all, you know, we're all already seeing now kids coming into Zoom meetings and that, sitting on laps, you know, crying for this, that and the other. And that's only 2 minutes into a person's day. So you can imagine 24/7, you know, how much that is affecting their work. You know, I'm hearing a lot of people and there's a resentment growing as well for people who are already back in the office. And other people are at home and they say it's not safe enough to come back into an office yet. But they want to get back into the office.
How do we
they want that outlet.
Yeah. And how do we strike that balance, just briefly, Niamh, on you people that are working from home, maybe a little bit concerned that out of sight, out of mind, if they're working at home for much longer, you know, that they may be overlooked or not considered for opportunities?
That's the thing. I mean, you know, there's no Zoom call, there's no email that will compensate for presence, and especially for young people who are being affected more than anybody else in this pandemic. Then at the start of your career in your 20s, I mean, relationship building is so important. It's so important. You know, that eyeball to eyeball contact, the you know, getting a feel for somebody's personality, knowing you can work well with somebody. It's never, ever the same over Zoom. You know, I think anybody can attest to that. And, you know, do I see a big shift home working? No. I think in the 1970s and 1980s, you know, when Apple brought out their first home PC, that's it. We're going to have home was central to work.
Okay.
It didn't happen. In the 1990s, the birth of the internet, same thing. Email, we're 24 hours connected. We still went into the office. It seems to me, you know, there will be a certain number of people working from home for sure. And there will be people kind of working part-time, but a lot of people will want to go back to the office, certainly a year in, and we need to listen to those people as well.
Niamh Horan, journalist with the Sunday Independent. My thanks to you for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast this morning.